Protesters are holding a rally in Hong Kong today to help revive the flagging pro-democracy movement, which last week drew enormous crowds demanding that the Beijing-controlled government allow free elections in 2017. The government promised talks, then pulled out yesterday. NPR's Frank Langfitt is at today's rally. And Frank, we can hear people behind you. What's going on? What are you seeing?
Well, there are thousands of people here right downtown in part of the financial district, and they're waving their cell phones. They've got their lights on. And basically, what we've seen is these are bigger protests than we've had this week, but they're smaller than the enormous crowds that you referenced from the week before. And what the protesters are saying is they're going to fight on. They're going to keep up their barricades. They're going to keep blocking streets. They're going to continue to occupy several business districts until the government comes and talks to them.
Well, we did see other people from Hong Kong come out and confront the protesters. Now, the protesters felt that they were, you know, Beijing-backed thugs. But what are people saying on the streets? Why do you think this is flagging?
Well, it's a very complex situation. One thing is, frankly, the week before was a very good week to have protests because it was a holiday, a national holiday. Now, people have to go back to work. Students were missing school. They had to go back to campus this week. There's also a sense that it's hard for this movement to get really tangible results because, as you were mentioning, they're asking for genuine democracy. That's a threat to the Communist Party in Beijing. If they allow it here, what's to stop people in the mainland at some point saying, well, in some province, what about us? And then the other thing is there is a sense of fatigue here. These protests, for some Hong Kongers, they're beginning to find it really quite a nuisance. And they're complaining about the blocking of traffic. I was talking to a man today. His name is Chan. He works in finance. And he was a couple subway stops away at a protest camp in Causeway Bay. And this is how he put it.
I know what they're trying to do. I mean, it's very romantic to fight for democracy for the students. I mean, it's one way for them to voice out. But the way they're doing it is a little bit too far now. I think they need to know when and how to stop. And for me to say, I don't see that there's any resolution there. And what they're asking for, I don't think the government or the Chinese government will compromise.
And Frank Langfitt, that seems to be the biggest stumbling block. They're taking on China. But they have other complaints outside of wanting this free election in 2017 that Beijing is now saying they're going to screen the candidates. We're understanding that a lot of these students, for instance, are sleeping on their parents' couches because there's a huge gap between the very wealthy in Hong Kong and those less so. So where do you think this movement goes?
Well, I think what they're saying here is they're going to try to go for a long, basically a long-term low-level occupation. The government is trying to wait them out and thinking, hoping that the public will become truly annoyed and demand action. But, you know, the complaints you're talking about are really important, Robin, because the reason people are politically motivated here is they're really genuinely frustrated with pocketbook issues, with fairness issues. And if the government doesn't address high housing prices, people's ability to get good jobs, those kinds of factors, a lot of political observers here think there's going to be more civil disobedience. And Hong Kong isn't going to go right back to being kind of the orderly financial city that it's mostly been in the past.
NPR's Frank Langfitt, right there in Hong Kong in the middle of the renewed pro-democracy protests. Frank, thank you so much.
Happy to do it, Robin.